fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, at Republic Broadcasting, Monday through Friday, we begin the day, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hands, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A prepper tip of the day, listen carefully, get ready for winter. It'll be winter before you know it. This is some of the most pleasant weather of the year, at least in my neighborhood and probably in yours also. But it's coming, and you might just want to check out the Liberator rocket heaters at thelibertyman.com. We have them in stock ready for immediate shipment. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, also one of the most knowledgeable men I've ever known when it comes to essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils. Man about town and a great guy. Good morning, Aunt Leon.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we've had some of the most beautiful weather of the year, haven't we?
Absolutely.
It's
trees are starting to change and leaves are starting to come down. I got to get started on my compost pile and watch the welding. Nothing catches on fire.
Well, my utility bill for this month will be one of the lowest of the year. No air conditioning, no heat. You have the windows open. It's just great. President Biden wants to outlaw most ceiling fans. Did you know that?
I'm looking at my fan as we speak, and I'm thinking, how inane. Do we have to outlaw windows because, you know, there's silica?
Well,
I mean, how
well, they won't be. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to regulate the energy consumption to the point where there may be one or two left, and they may be behind the scenes bribing Biden to do this. One or two ceiling fan companies left that have an electric motor efficient enough to meet the new guidelines. So they won't be outright banned, but they'll be so heavily regulated that most of the companies manufacturing ceiling fans will go out of business.
Well, what's the next thing on the list? They're going to also do the same thing with air conditioning too, because air conditioners use a lot more power.
Well, of course, air conditioners have to be on the list. Of course they are.
Yeah. If they attacked them first, they'd get so much blowback, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. Well, if your health is fragile, you can't tolerate the higher temperatures. Simply can't do it. Especially right. If you have high blood pressure, you'll be toast pretty quick without the air conditioning one. Especially if you're in a hot, humid environment like we have here for 2 to 3 months a year, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, impeachment looks like it's moving forward on Joe Biden. I don't know that anything's going to stop it at this point. What do you think?
No, his response is good luck. We should say it to him the next time he wants to talk about propane and removing wood stoves and ceiling fans. Just good luck.
Mm-hmm. We before you moved here, this event was about 18 years ago. There was a public town hall meeting in Steelville, Missouri. They rented the Steelville Music Theater, and a gentleman came from Jefferson City to discuss a future plan that they had, which was to put meters on everybody's water wells and charge us money to take our water out of our ground. I was at the meeting with some friends. My wife was there. And by the time the meeting was half over, I was thinking, this guy's going to need a police escort to get out of the county safely. I think it was a trial balloon to find out what the response of these barefoot hillbillies would be. They found out really quick what the response would be. I don't know if they needed a police escort to get out of the county, but the tenor of the audience was such that looked like it was a real possibility, Leon.
18 years ago. So we're not talking about in the 50s or 60s. This is this century that they want to do. I was listening about Agenda 2030 or Agenda 21 and all the other inane ideas they have and how they're just going to dictate. It's not even going to be elected in officials. It's going to be the elite. So this is very much like Hunger Games. They are demolishing the food supply system, controlling the energy production, and it's just a bunch of unelected schmucks that are deciding the world because they're smarter, or they think they're smarter, and they play like demigod. And so it just appalls me that the predictive programming from Hollywood is coming true, and people are just accepting it.
Well, I just sent to my webmaster in the last 15 minutes a short clip from the X-Files from 20 years ago, where the characters on the TV show are discussing changing people's DNA in order to depopulate the planet.
Wow.
Wow is right. And whoever wrote this 20 years ago was either very good at understanding what was coming, or as Steve Quayle said in the note that I read, maybe he was a time traveler who wrote this, but it's like reading today's headlines. This X-Files episode, or it was actually clips from a couple of episodes, looked like that was broadcast 20 years ago. It was very revealing. It should be on my website in 2 seconds, in the COVID panel and Insights into Real History panel. Hopefully, he'll be able to get that done today. Hollywood for decades has been showing us what would happen in the future, haven't they?
Yes, sir. And, I mean, even The Purge, I mean, the horror movie genre is becoming true in Illinois, where it's official that you can be arrested for murder, carjacking. There's a whole list of felonies, but they let you out. There's no cash bail, and this is now going into effect. And many of the attorneys and the sheriffs are saying they're not going to force it. But it's kind of hard when you have a governor pushing it. So it's just degrading, but you're right. Hollywood is a beacon or harbinger for what's coming down the pike, and people just dismiss it as entertainment.
That's right. That's right. Well, proper tip of the day is to get ready for winter. Here we are. This is the last 2 days of September. October starts this coming Sunday. And so we got another 4 weeks of really nice weather, more or less. November can be nice or it can be brutal. I've seen it both ways. And then by December, it's going to be pretty chilly, won't it?
Yes, sir. I just got my plastic last week for my greenhouse. And we have a bunch of other things on order, but I want to get the plastic on in the next month. And I'm finishing up on the basis. So there's a lot of things I have left to do on the infrastructure of the greenhouse. But yes, I would like to have this at least enclosed so I can have some food production. And I have some beautiful squash growing. And I know I started late, but, you know, spaghetti squash and patty pan. And there's a bunch of different squash out there. And I'm excited about doing that, especially through the winter. So, yeah, I know it's coming fast, and I still have some tweaking to do, but there's so much to do now and so little time left to do it because the weather is great.
Our friends from Florida, have they ever lived through a winter like we're used to up here? Do you know?
I don't think so. It'll be
shocking. I know. When I got back from Vietnam, I had not been in winter for 2 years, and it was an adjustment getting used to winter all over again, the winter of 68-69. So I can imagine. Now, I've thought this a number of times. These immigrants from Somalia that end up in the frozen northland of Wisconsin, Minnesota, I guess is where, they must think that they've died and gone to hell to go through that first winter up there, don't you think?
No kidding. I mean, and it applies also to the Syrians who crossed the borders to get all the way to Europe and who took the boats. And I agree, the ones that have been transplanted, or even the ones from Afghanistan, that to them it's not a big deal. It's too warm. But the ones from Somalia and Eritrea and other places, yes, they're like, I thought America was like Hollywood. Good luck with that either.
I know when I was in Vietnam in the dead of winter, the daytime highs were about 65 degrees, and the GIs were just enjoying the hell out of it. I mean, it was great. The Vietnamese were wearing winter coats. it's a matter of what you're used to, and I know the Eskimos can be quite comfortable in short sleeves in temperatures that I would wear a heavy coat. It's all a matter of what you're used to, isn't it?
Exactly. And I lived in Iceland. The first couple of weeks, it was appalling, and then I got used to it. And then it was unusual when I came back to America that you know, people were just like, what are you doing walking out there in shorts? And I'm like, well, it's, you know, your body does adapt, but initially it takes a little while depending on your metabolism. Yes, it does. It does become a learning curve.
It does. It does. Well, winter is not far off, and the time to prepare is now. Our neighbors have been cutting firewood all summer, haven't they?
Correct. And I've heard the saws going, and many of the companies are having sales, and so I have mine out, and I'm going to start doing that. Yeah, I'm going to start doing that as well. I mean, I'm looking at all the things you do, and it's like, wow, my to-do list is huge, and it's just a matter of prioritizing what you have to do.
Let's talk about chainsaws a little bit. Whenever I go into the field with a chainsaw, I always have my kit with me. I have a specialized tool kit just for the chainsaw. I always have a sharp chainsaw installed on the saw, and then three nice sharp chains ready to go also. Because all you need to do is hit a rock briefly, and that saw is done until that blade is done until it's been resharpened. And I also I always wear my chaps, that will stop the blade from cutting into my legs, and leather boots, leather work gloves, a hard hat with a face shield, and earmuffs. I take using a chainsaw very seriously. A lot of our neighbors, that grow up using a chainsaw since they were boys, they're not as quite as serious about the danger of these chainsaws, are they?
Not at all. And I've seen some people like that. And my first introduction to chainsaws, when my father was, I was 9 years old, and he cut his leg and was bleeding all over the place. And I was just like, holy cow. So I've always had a healthy respect for them. And, you know, having the mask. And since I love music, Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Eagles, everything, I'm not losing my hearing. And I go to these places, even this last week, and I talk to these old guys, and it doesn't matter if they worked in a welding shop or if they were in the military, construction, how many of them that are deaf? Deaf is doornails. And I'm like, holy cow. And so,
I know.
And they look at me, and I have two layers of hearing protection on, and they laugh. I'm like, you can't hear squat. I miss music. And you can't hear it for anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. The 57 combat missions I flew in Vietnam, a lot of them are on a C-47, there was no insulation in the plane for sound deadening. I'm very fortunate I didn't have substantial hearing loss from that. I don't know how many decibels it was inside that aircraft, and when we played our loudspeakers, it was even worse. But it was at the pain threshold, it was. And being 20 years old, it didn't occur to me to try to seek out some hearing protection. I just tolerated the pain. But getting back to the chainsaw thing, the chaps are, for me, they're not optional. And if you look at my chaps, you can see multiple cuts where the saw did briefly touch them, which blue jeans aren't going to protect your legs at all from a chainsaw, will they?
No, sir, exactly. And I also carry a cat tourniquet out there with me for that reason, and I always have a live cell phone because of the importance of having it, because especially since, you know, I'm on the property alone, and if you have a complication of that magnitude, it doesn't take you very long to die. So that's why I have chaps, the cat, and the cell phone. And most people are like, well, you don't need that. It's like, well, yeah, it's okay if you live in the middle of the city and you have your neighbors look out the window, or your spouse to do that. But if you're by yourself, good luck again.
Well, that's another thing. When I would be using a chainsaw, I would... If my wife wasn't nearby to know when I would have to be back, I would check in with a trusted neighbor, and I'd say, if I'm not here by this time, whatever time it would be, 1 p.m. or 4 p.m., come looking for me. Because getting injured in the forest and with nobody to help you means you're in serious trouble and could be a casualty and die, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Remember our friend locally, who his dog tripped him up and he fell down and broke his hip. Remember, you heard about
right.
him, right?
Right.
And he was on the ground. And the temperatures in the high 80s, 90s, and he could have died from heat exhaustion or heat stroke. And yes, he had severe complications. But you know, whether it's falling down because of you slip and fell on ice, or a dog. Heat stroke, hypothermia, hyperthermia, and bleeding to death from a chainsaw cut is
right.
a mean reason to die needlessly. So I agree with you having a back.
Another use, yeah. You're right. And it's another use for two-way handheld radios, which I would use also when I was out in the bush. And so my wife would have one unit and I would have the other. And she could call me for lunch. She could tell me if I had an important phone call. And if I needed help, I could call for help. So these kind of things city people don't think about because they have no need to think about it, do they?
Absolutely. And even though it seems simple to people, these having backups and redundancy, especially with health and safety and security, is, you know, it applies. And these things are going to be more and more prominent as we continue down this road of slippage.
Here's our break. When we get back from the break, we'll find out what is the oil of the week. We'll break back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
Who I regard as an expert in doTERRA oils. And Leon, what is the oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It is sweet fennel. It is in the family of parsley or umbelliferia. And extraction method is from steam distillation from the crushed seeds. The common primary uses are benign prostatic hyperplasia, blood clots, bruises, digestive system support, gastritis, kidney stones, lactation to increase milk production, pancreas support, parasites, skin revitalizing, tissue and toxic cleansing, and wrinkles. It can be applied neat without dilution or diluted 1-to-1 for essential oil to at least a drop of carrier oil depending on your sensitivity. You can diffuse or inhale it directly. You can place a drop under your tongue and or in a capsule and use it as a flavoring or cooking. It is very high in phenolic esters, up to 80%, and monoterpenes, which are up to 50%. So the typical properties are it's antiparasitic, antiseptic, antispasmodic, any toxic, diuretic, and expectorant. And I use it. It tastes a lot like licorice. So it's in that whole family of licorice and anise. And so it's very effective. If you have a stomach ache, you can put it right in your belly button, cover it up, put a drop or two in your belly button, just like digest in, and it will go right through your the end of your original digestive tract, right into your stomach, and it'll help with indigestion, diarrhea, and things of that nature. So, that is
okay. Give us the name of the oil again, and spell
sweet
it.
Sweet fennel.
If you would please.
Fennel. F. Foxtrot Echo November November Echo Lima. Sweet fennel.
All right. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, I use the oils every day for all different things, for cleaning, for doing laundry, to help with mold control, to help with all kinds of health-related issues. You can also. Here's what you do. First of all, go do a little shopping. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the section for the doTERRA oils. What you'll be looking for is the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. If you think that you need to be doing it, then a PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months at no interest, which is a good deal. So that's number one, get that kit. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. Now, things may have changed a bit. We recommend the fifth edition. And the most recent edition is, once again, ink on paper again. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Leon? 15th edition, yes.
15th edition. Yours seem to fly by. Now, why do you want two different editions of the same book? Well, first of all, the book has a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say anymore. That's why you want it. The 15th edition has all the latest oils. And typically, they add several new oils with each new edition, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. We have new ones, and I'll talk about them next week when I get them in tonight.
Okay. Now, that's step number two, to get those books. Now, step number three, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to get the books, you have some issues that need to be dealt with right now, and or you'd like to become a doTERRA dealer and sell the oils to neighbors, friends, relatives, people you work with, people you go to church with, that's when you give Leon Green a call, and he'd be glad to help you. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 720-277-2257.
That's different than one you've given out, but that's okay, too. What is that again, slowly?
720-277-2257.
All right, and Leon will be glad to talk to you. If he is out feeding the chickens or building a greenhouse, leave a message. He'll get back with you, right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we mention this occasionally. We should mention it more frequently. The essential oils are mentioned in the Holy Bible more than 300 times. As I like to say, the Holy Bible doesn't have recipes for chocolate chip cookies. It only has important stuff. So that tells me at the get-go that the oils are important, just the fact that they're in the Bible. That's all I need to know, that they're important. When King Tut's tomb was opened right at a century ago, there were, 50 gallons of essential oils in these jars that were still viable and ready for use, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Amazing. In storage for 2,000 plus years. Or was it closer to 3,000? Not that it matters. About 3,000 years. King Tut's tomb was the first untampered with king's tomb, Pharaoh's tomb, that they were able to find. It was an amazing find. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy that my new webmaster has done such an excellent job posting new articles and photographs and so forth several times a week. It's been very gratifying. When my previous webmaster died, we were down for a month with dealing with my website being down. Had to rebuild it, and if you haven't been there in a while, well, you've missed out on a lot. New products being offered, new articles and videos being offered. There are over 9 gigabytes of information there. I like to focus a lot on the worst crime in human history, which is documented very well at my website. That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. It is truly the worst crime in recorded history. And the details you need to educate yourself about what's going on, how it happened, why it's happening, are right there at thelibertyman.com in my COVID panel. The new products, in addition to the doTERRA oils, we have the Rife technology. The Rife machine is back in production. This coming Friday, I'll be interviewing the grandnephew, that's Matthew Rife, of Royal Rife. And he's put the Rife machine back into production with some improvements. And it'll be a great interview. I'm looking forward to that. And moving on from there, we have the laundry balls that will help you have clean laundry without chemicals and save money. That's from Mystic Wonders Incorporated. And the Grid Down Readout energy storage systems. If you want to have backup power, not these these little toys that are being sold, these solar generators that have a marine gel cell battery in it, which will power a few items for a short period of time. You want to have real storage for real power, check out the Grid Down Readout energy storage systems. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I'm picking up energy cleaners from Tom Berryhill today at 1300 hours. And getting the back orders taken care of and have some in reserve ready for shipment. If you're tired of being tired, your arthritis pain has you down, check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, he is the expert when it comes to doTERRA oils. We're talking about the events today and how these oils can help you improve your life. Leon, I'm about to start a inventory of all my oils. I don't know how many 100 bottles I have, but it's got to the point where I need to do a fresh inventory, get labels on the ones that don't have labels, and put them in my storage containers in alphabetical order so I can quickly retrieve them when I need them. Once you get to a couple hundred of these little bottles, it's a smart thing to have a good retrieval system, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And matter of fact, during the last week, we just had the new convention, and in the convention, they've added more oils, and they've actually done a huge improvement on Serenity. And I really wanted to talk about that, but I'm just going to come in. I'm going to go pick it up today, and I'm excited because they've also added valerian, which has been used for sleep for eons, and it is very effective. And they call it the Serenity Stick. So we have the Serenity oil, which has lavender. But we also have the complex, which is very effective, and then now the stick that you can rub on, and so you smell it at the same time. So it's very similar to the Deep Blue, and so I'm excited about it because it also has L-theanine and valerian essential oil, and so we keep adding more and more, and the excitement of, you know, the Serenity is, I'm excited because I love sleep and I don't treasure it as much as I should. And, you know, it's the third part of the, you know, good food, water, and rest along with exercise. And many people, especially preppers, you know, they dismiss the need for it because when we lose the cheap and easy power, you know, the labor intensive activities will definitely take a toll on your body, whether it's washing clothes, drying, and the whole gamut. It's going to, you know, cutting wood manually. So those things are going to be have a huge impact. Walking a lot more than driving everywhere. So, you know, having a good inventory and having a large inventory of essential oils to meet the myriad of human conditions when you don't have convenient power and the conveniences that we have here in America will definitely have a huge impact. So I agree. I'm glad to see that you're working on the inventory as well. So good job.
Yeah, thank you. You know, as things accumulate, and it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's tools or essential oils, having an inventory so that things are quickly and easily findable is very, very important. Getting back to the oils, I like the roller bottle for some of these oils. The peppermint, for example. When my grandson was playing football in high school and college, I showed him how using peppermint can help him perform better. And he was ready for the tryouts for professional football when COVID shut down the tryouts in 2020. He did not become a professional football player, but he could have. He had that ability. He's got a good life for himself doing other things now. And when I ran the 100-meter dash a few months ago up in Columbia, Missouri, in the senior games, I used peppermint to help my performance as well. The peppermint helps you get the oxygen into your blood more quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a vasodilator, and it can increase oxygen flow by up to 30%. So it is a natural way to improve physical performance. Legally, there's no, you know, you have to worry about the drugs and steroids and all the things that people doping that they do. So it's natural. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of NFL players that are using Deep Blue and peppermint, along with, there's a golfer right now that's also endorsing it. There's many, many people right now that are seeing the benefits of it naturally for both pain mitigation and for enhanced performance. And, you know, that's one thing I don't really pursue as much, but yes, I use it on a regular basis, specifically for that. But I don't talk about it as much as I probably could.
That's right. Well, if enhanced physical performance is one of your goals, the peppermint oil will help you achieve that goal. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That's correct. And matter of fact, I'm glad to hear that you're getting more information on how actually the rifle's coming back, because I have mine. I brought mine from Colorado, and I plan on breaking that out once I get a chance. But, you know, knowing that natural frequencies can impact bodies, and in the same regard, it's back with like electroculture. They're harnessing electricity and magnetism that's natively in the air and in the soil, and you're able to focus it, and plants enjoy it immensely. And that's something, I have the books, I haven't finished reading them, and I have a lot of copper, but I'm going to start applying that, especially once the greenhouse is done, because it is very effective in doing that, and very similar to the royal rife in having foreign cells of pathogens, in which the rife technology will actually eliminate those. So I'm glad to see that you're pursuing those at the same time.
Yes. Well, I've been aware of rife machines for more than 20 years, and there have been various knockoffs that have come up over the years, but this is the first one that I'm confident is as close to the original as possible. So it's going to be a great interview. That'll be the second hour, the 8 o'clock hour, on Friday. Marie Lasser will be the first hour on Friday. So it'll be a good interview. And anyway, Leon, as these events with the war in Ukraine, the economy, the presidential election, there are things that we can be interested in and observe. We can't do very much about them. We do have some listeners in the Pentagon that might have some effect on the war in Ukraine, but the majority of our listeners can't. But what we can do is take personal responsibility for our preparedness, can't we?
Yes, sir. And talking about that, this is something that's happening this Friday, Saturday, Sundays. There's going to be live training, approximately 40 people in the class. We're going to be doing, have talked about it. There's only 6 slots left. And so we're going to be doing the basics all the way up to educating and introducing night vision and thermal and drones. And so if you're interested in that, please reach out to me at that number, 720-277-2257. You can go online and guarantee a spot. We're going to be also doing man-on-man, which is going to be with Airsoft. And they're going to teach you about concealment and cover. We're going to also be shooting live ammo, shooting outside a window and shooting into the glass so you can see how much your round is deflected by the glass, both the windshield and the side windows. And also, we're going to be doing CQB, close-quarter battle, as in clearing your own house if you have to go get a loved one in another room. In most cases, you just hunker down. But if you have children or other people in other rooms, you may have to actually go there. So you have to know these skills. So that's going to be covered Saturday and Sunday. And Friday, it's free dry camping. But if you're interested in it, please give me a call. It's with Iron Survival, but there's only 6 slots left. So today's Tuesday. I would not procrastinate because it'll be full. And the price is incredibly. I mean, I've taken a night vision class, and it was $750 out in California. And this class is going to be $45. So people who are on the edge, money should not be an issue. And they're going to be doing live fire and many other things. And
what's the location of the training, Leon?
Down by West Plains, Missouri.
Okay. Yep. There's a company down there in West Plains that does rehabilitation of armored personnel carriers. Did you know that?
No, but I will look into that.
Yep. It's kind of neat. Well, I hope those 6 slots will fill up and people get some good training. That'd be great. Give out that phone number one more time for the training.
720-277-2257.
All right. Well, Leon, this whole scene with President Trump being prosecuted is spinning wildly out of control. I'm sure that he's going to prevail. There's going to be an attempt to put a gag order on him. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir. I heard the same thing with I think it was New York saying, Bragg was saying that, you know, you can't defend yourself. It's like, how can they be this inane to think that the president would accept anything like that? So it's just a control mechanism.
That's right. Well, President Trump will prevail. He will be the Republican candidate. There's a lot of rhinos that don't want him to be the candidate, obviously, but he will be the candidate. The Democrats have, from now until November, whoever's going to take Biden's place needs to be in place, I think, sometime in November to give them a year to campaign. It's looking more and more like Biden will not be the candidate. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I'm thinking if they're going to, you know, push Michael or Michelle Obama, you know, they're going to have to do it soon. But, you know, Harris is not going to like being usurped.
They'll give Harris something like maybe let her be senator in California. Gavin Newsom is near the top of the list to be the candidate. I'm not sure Big Mike has a chance of being the candidate myself. I wouldn't put Hillary out of the running either. She's wanted to be president for 20-plus years. She was promised she would be president when it was Obama's turn. And they said, well, you get the next chance. And, of course, she didn't win. And regardless of who is in a Democratic slot, that we know they won't be a good person, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I like RFK Jr., but his stance on the Second Amendment and also on the fracking and energy, I'm not too keen about, but he has so much wisdom when it comes to the vaccine clot shot, and so I like him in that regard, but as in anything, nobody's perfect.
What is his stance on the Second Amendment, if you know, sir?
Oh, he's not very much into the ability for humans to protect themselves, and that is really monstrously bad.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know specifically what he says? What's the legislation he would propose?
No, but I can get that to you. But everything I've heard and read, I'll have to drum that up and send it to you.
Okay. All right. Well, I like most of what he stands for also. He won't be allowed to be the Democratic nominee. That simply won't happen. And just to refresh people's memory who haven't heard this before, Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration when he first took office for 4 weeks or 8 weeks. It wasn't very long before he left, allegedly because of a money paid by the pharmaceutical industry to get him out of there. They were deathly afraid of this guy, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, he talked about having a meeting on a Wednesday, and they paid him during the campaigning aspect. They paid off the money from Pfizer, $1 million, and that meeting was summarily canceled, and he had no longer access to the president. So, you know, like you were saying, the worst crime job in history, and money's involved, and power's involved, and so it's this is politics as usual in the swamp.
I call it's been more than a year ago, nearly 2 years ago, that the CEO of Pfizer said he wasn't getting the Pfizer clot shot so that somebody else could get it in his stead.
Yes, sir. That's so nice. I'm glad he believed
you. Wasn't that gracious of him?
Yes, he's so gracious, yeah.
We have a caller on hold here, Leon. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Listen, I wanted to say hello to the marvelous Mrs. Moore. I hope she's doing fine.
She's listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I hope that little dog's doing good that you just recently picked up a little chihuahua.
Hold on. We have a break here, Charlie. We'll get your most of your comment after the break.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Charlie, what's your question or comment? Almost out of time here, sir.
Yeah, I had a question for Leon. I wanted to ask him about if there's an oil for blood pressure that helps regulate blood pressure.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's many great ones. Lemon oil, essential oil, not the juice, lemon oil and marjoram. There's several. So if you want to reach out to me, there's a protocol I use that's very effective. And what's good about the oil objective issues like blood pressure is you can probably see what your numbers are, and you may have a history for it. You know, how long you had, like a journal. And so you can see how well and how effective the oils work. So, yeah, the lemon oil is unique in that if it's too high, it'll actually bring it down, and if it's too low, it'll actually increase it. And that's one of the benefits of natural healing is that your body knows what's carbon-based and what's natural as compared to the petroleum-based chemicals that is not, and that's why you have all the side effects. So lemon oil and marjoram oil are very effective in that, but there's others that also work well too.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Yes, sir. And even the book, Modern Essentials, even addresses that as well, if you have it.
Okay. Hey, John, on the on Kennedy, I've heard you talk about what his environmental stance is, and the best I can tell is he believes that the environment is a right, a human right, like the right to have free, you know, speech. And he wants to set up a huge bureaucracy to control it. So,
really?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We already have that. It's called the EPA. It's already a massive bureaucracy.
Yeah, I know. But this one will go around fining and doing more. And he believes that it's not enough. The EPA and stuff doesn't have enough power.
EPA is already an overbearing, intrusive agency. That needs to be done away with, in my opinion. Okay, well, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, Gus, okay. Thank you.
Our last caller, almost out of time here, is Old Mo in Florida. Almost out of time, Old Mo.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Hey, I had previously spoken to you in the question about the conversation that you had with an attorney by the name of Callender, I believe his name was.
And we had an interview last March, right?
Yeah, we had... spoken to you a couple of weeks ago on the show, and then it never made it to the broadcast about the fact you were going to give the information that was supposed to be provided on your website, and then we talked about it. You said you didn't have the information, that there was a problem with your website. Can you recall that, or is there some way I can get the information from you or your website also emailed?
Which information are we talking about here?
It was about the activation of the pot shot by, I think it was by 5G broadcast or something?
Right, that's supposed to be posted on my website. I haven't checked to see if it got there, but it's supposed to be there.
I've emailed you and also called about that, and for more specific information, I'll find it because I can't find it.
It looks like I got a Todd Callender interview here at my website under COVID, looks like. But that's what Callender said. 5G will activate the Marburg.
Also, I wanted to thank you because every day I use my doTERRA oils, and I have you and Leon to thank for it.
Well, you're welcome, Olmo. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Leon, thank you.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, well,
yes,
Leon,
bye, Leon.
Next Tuesday. You know, Leon, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, we had a top hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the